ChatBiz listeners' questions. Number 3.
I'm having difficulty getting my clients to pay. What should I do? Have you ever become involved? I know it's HR, but our accountant often gives me HR advice. So if she comes in from the other perspective to yourself, then you do payroll, so you've got that sort of financial knowledge behind you. Is that something that you ever get involved with?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I think in those circumstances, you first of all got to be... Ideally, you take a step back and you've got your own terms made very clear to from the supplier or whatever. And in that situation, if your terms are 15 days or 30 days or whatever, you send out a reminder within 5 or 6 days after the due date.
Mm-hmm.
But your terms possibly could include interest charges over and above the invoice value, based on Bank of England plus 5% or whatever, which is fairly typical, so that they'd then be then paying extra. You have choices then if they don't pay, which is a final reminder. You could put the work out to a factor so that you could get 80 or 90% of the money up front quickly, and then the factoring company or the credit agency would then go looking for the difference. And it might cost you, depending on the value of the invoice, 5% or 10% of the value of the invoice, but at least you'd get money coming in. Because cash flow for a lot of smaller businesses is so critical.
That's critical, yeah.
Ultimately, if you can't use any of those methods, your final sanction is county court. And I know of a situation where a firm took an individual through county court. It cost them about £70 to set this up. They would get their costs back if the case was successful. Usually then the county court judge would arbitrate and insist on people paying. Now in that situation, you don't always get your money back straight away. There would be a decision that they would pay back a percentage every month or whatever. It can be an arduous process, but unless the company has failed or the supplier has failed, at least you would get some money coming back on a regular basis. So those are the mechanisms I would suggest.
That's great. Well, I will say... Sorry. Yes, Dave?
I was going to say, I think I could add a couple of things into that. One is the importance of actually making your terms and conditions of trading freely available to the people that you trade with.
Mm.
So print them on the back of your invoices, put them everywhere that you possibly can, and make sure that those terms and conditions are properly laid out. Make sure you include within those terms and provisions of sale that there's a clause in there somewhere that says that if you have to go and use an external agency to recover the debt, then the cost of that agency will be added to the debt, because that's not automatic. The government runs a scheme called Money Claim Online, which if you go and Google it, it's very easy to do. I've used it myself on occasions, and it was very effective, providing that you have gone through all the process in terms of, yes, you did issue the invoice, yes, you have sent statements, yes, you have sent letters that have asked for your money because they haven't paid up. If you can produce evidence of that, you fill it in online, pay online a charge, if from memory it was £60, I found it was very efficient. It got the money back in both cases when I tried it.
Yeah.
But it is a matter of process. It is a matter of making sure that you have dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and then you've got a much better chance of getting your money back.
Mm, yes. Well, I'm. If we do any design or contracting work for clients, we send our terms and conditions. And I also, if it goes over a certain amount, I ask for tranche payment. I make sure that I have enough money in the first payment that will cover the hard materials.
Yes, if you're in any doubt, I think quite often it's useful to ask for money up front, or a full amount, or 50% or whatever, a stage payment in that situation.